Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
Status of concern about sleeper cells in California. Let's take a look at that, which leads us to an Iran war update, and we'll offer that in a moment. We prayed for our Lord to expose hearts on the right and on the left. We wanted God to just show us what he sees through an election that would give us a result from him that told us, who are we right now as Americans? Are we really these crazy people, you know, that are on the left today? And we find God just continues to show us the heart of the Democrat Party and some of those traitors in the GOP as well, slowly, incrementally. Democrat eyes and Republicans, too, are being awakened to the truth about what's been going on in our country. We've welcomed RFK and Tulsi, and now it looks like Fetterman is the most notable present example of a move from the Democrat Party to the Republicans. When I say the devil has joined and been welcomed into the Democrat Party, folks, I'm not kidding. They are now gone so far from being an American party that they are embracing communism in a direct way. Hold on. It's going to be a paradigm-shifting show for you today. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Let's take a look at the status of concern about sleeper cells in California. The war for American security and peace for the Middle East has reached a fever pitch. I'm talking about what is normally called the war with Iran. But we're really not at war with the Iranian people. We are at war with the usurpers who've taken them under oppression and tyranny. Remember those sleeper cells we heard so much about back in the day? Okay. They're still sleeping. The last noise anyone made about the threat of sleeper cells was back in March this year. A Fox News article titled, Enemy Within, Counterterrorism Experts Fear Sleeper Cells Could Be Poised Inside U.S. Link in my notes. It's a reasonable operational posture policy for our counterterrorism units affecting federal and local law enforcement personnel. The last time DHS officially issued a National Terrorism Advisory System Bulletin, or I think it's referred to as an NTA or NTAS, was about a year ago at around June of 2025. And June 22, Trump sent the B-2s over Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan, taking out their nuclear bomb production sites and burying their nuclear dust under an estimated 270 feet of granite and rock in Fordo, about 100 feet in Natanz, I understand, if I have this, if I've sorted through this correctly, and then Isfahan, where it is believed about half of the Iraniacs, 400 kilograms of 60% enriched uranium, was buried under an estimated 300 feet of collapsed rock, soil, and concrete. The operation appears to have entombed their entire 400 to 440 kilogram stockpile. Israel intelligence has said the approximately 400 to 440 kilogram stockpile had not been moved before the strikes took place and has not been moved since. So, that was the last NTA warning that has been issued. Sort of reminds me of a video I saw of Muslims beginning their Adhan one early morn and having it suddenly and abruptly interrupted by an Israeli missile. Kind of sounded like this. And that leads us to an Iran war update. The conflict with the Iraniac usurpers of the natural and God-given rights of the Iranian people continues. The POTUS is publicly warning them that additional attacks on U.S. forces or international shipping will be responded to by a massive attack. Now, he says that while we are presently taking out IRGC military and logistical targets all over Iran. And with the plan, this will continue so long as the enemy is capable of attacking U.S. and allies' assets and personnel. The negotiations proceed to the sound of bombs taking out strategic targets, some of them close enough to Tehran to rattle some windows there. Our Department of Homeland Security does not think it's necessary to alarm Californians at present. The FBI has found, disrupted, and taken into custody known terrorists active in California in the past. Here's some documentation giving you some insight on that. Generally, investigations have been conducted in areas with large populations and major military infrastructure, like, concerning for us, Vandenberg Space Force Base in nearby Lompoc. If you want to do some digging, well, here's an FBI report on the Iran threat. I've often encouraged you to obey Jesus and get the weapons necessary to protect you and your family. You can't be there for them if you're dead. Jesus said to arm yourself for self-defense. Have at least 3 months' supplies of food on top of some weapons and bullets and so on, and water. Get some solar charging equipment for your cell phones and other equipment, a solar-powered generator that will run your essential appliances. Be prepared. We prayed for exposure of hearts on the right or on the left. We wanted God to show us what He sees. He continues to show us the heart of, well, the Democratic Party right now, and slowly, incrementally, Democrat eyes are opening. Fetterman is the most notable example of late. When I say the devil has joined and been welcomed into the Democrat Party, friend, I'm not kidding. They are now gone so far that they are no longer an American party. They are the Islamo-fascist Communist Party in America. That's very, very sad. This is not the party that my father was a member of most of my life. He converted to Republican when Reagan came along. RFK and Tulsi Gabbard are the latest of a long list of Democrats fleeing the party's hard left shift. And it looks like Fetterman will be next. The Islamization of California. And you know what? The next segment is going to be long. I want to keep it all together. And it's going to be a real eye-opener. So hold on through the break. I'll be right back. I appreciate all of you who join me here on the Brain Massage Show. If you enjoy the show and find it helpful, please consider supporting our effort. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, you can be a great encouragement and help to our cause. Go to brainmassage.net and make a one-time donation or set up a monthly gift of whatever amount appropriately fits your budget, what you can do, and it shows your appreciation for the program.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, signaling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Should our state recognize a Muslim holiday? Did you know California does not officially recognize Cinco de Mayo? But California does recognize Diwali, which is a Hindi holiday. Christmas is noted as December 25th. I mean, the word Christmas is not used. It's just December 25th. I'm curious about some others that are not identified except by the date or the day. For example, January 1. Everyone knows January 1 is New Year's and December 25 is Christmas. But why not say New Year's and Christmas? July 4th is obvious, but why not add Independence Day? Nah, it's just curious to me. What is the third Monday of February? Yeah, that's just all they tell us. I guess that's Valentine's Day. But the March 31st holiday is given an explanatory extension, quote, known as Farm Workers' Day, end quote. And likewise, April 24, it's known as Genocide Day, they add. So what's with a scheduled holiday identified only as the last Monday in May? Well, though that's Memorial Day, right? So, but why not append this to the item in the list, as with so many others? And are you kidding me? Where's Thanksgiving Day? It doesn't even show up in the list. Halloween is not on the list either. I'm not saying it should be, but anyway, I wonder if some future investigator will look at this and wonder, what's December 25th? Yeah, that's what they want. Probably, I'm not the people who passed the bill. That's not what I'm saying. But the Antichrist spirit, that's exactly what they would like to do, is erase Christmas. Probably the weirdest thing is line number 20. It has an A and a B part to it. 20, and then A is every day appointed by the president or governor for a public fast, Thanksgiving, or holiday. And then B under that, except for the Thursday in November appointed as Thanksgiving Day. Some lawyers and other attorneys have looked at this and said, this sounds like you're saying that you've removed Thanksgiving Day from the holiday list in California. Well, they haven't, but that's what this is badly written. I say Americans have no responsibility to set aside, they have no business really setting aside officially, formally, and legally, days called holy to validate the holy days observed as customs imported into America from some foreign country. They should not be given legal status. I'll explain why. Listen up. I mean, in the same way our Mexican Americans observe Cinco de Mayo, the Muslims can observe their Eids, freedom of speech and all that, you know. But to require the state to acknowledge these holidays introduces into our culture values and beliefs that are not in harmony with our Declaration, our Constitution, and our Bill of Rights. Now, Mexico's constitution does provide for the consent of the government. Quote, the people have at all times the inalienable right to alter or modify the form of their government, end quote. It's a very important difference, my friend, however, minor it might seem to some, that the Mexican constitution removes God from the inalienable rights of man, separates them. Ours acknowledges nature and nature's God. Mexico has separated God from man. This vests in man the ultimate source of authority, so you end up with, well, Mexico governed by the strong man, by the cartel bosses. The Hindi have a worldview that recognizes a divinely ordered moral universe, but neither their thinkers nor their sacred texts ever conceive the notion that because God created every person in his image and likeness, therefore every individual possesses the same and equal inalienable human rights as a foundation for establishing a political order. Their worldview of divinity creates more of a dharma, something akin to karma. The idea of deity gets diluted into something nearer to the force theology of Star Wars. So there is no personal God who created man in his image and likeness. The Hindu people created a constitution, and the people's rights come from that constitution. Islam, likewise, does not found their laws upon a notion of divinely endowed rights shared equally by all men as created in the image and likeness of God. Their worldview includes the notion that man is created by Allah, but not in his image and likeness. Consequently, men have no inalienable rights based solely upon the order of creation. Instead, it works sort of like this. Because Allah created man, man has obligations to Allah. Allah requires a man to honor his obligations to his family, society, and to rulers. That's a big one. These obligations are defined in the divine revelation of Allah in the Quran. Now listen up. This might sound similar to Christianity or Judaism, but it's fundamentally different. And the difference is here, men do not have rights from the fact that they are created in God's image and likeness in the system of Islam. Their rights come from Allah, but these rights are extended to them through the Quran. Now, this is important, not through creation, but through the Quran. For us, it's God who created man in his image and likeness, and our inalienable rights are inherent in the act alone. Then, God reveals himself to man that he created in his image and likeness through the scriptures, revealing himself and his will to mankind. seeking for man to love him and keep his commandments accordingly. He says not, keep my commandments and love me. He says, love me and keep my commandments. The Muslim has no personal relationship with God as being related to him as their father, or as them being his children, birthed to him by his spirit. They are servants and nothing more. In Islam, mankind's rights are given to men through the Quran, not through original creation. Now listen to what I say next, because it explains everything. You have no human rights inherent in your person that are yours for one reason only, that you are created in the image and likeness of God. For the Muslim, humans have rights only if they are aligned to Allah under the Quran. There it is. Unless you swear allegiance to Allah and his prophet, Muhammad, you have no human rights. If you confess Allah is one and Muhammad is his prophet, and accept the rules or to be ruled under Sharia law, well, that's how you derive human rights from your creator. You have no human right to life or liberty or an independent pursuit of happiness as you understand it, and that is respectful and consistent with the human rights of others. Now, that is why in Christian cultures, someone can reject God, blaspheme Christ, and denounce or repudiate the authority of the Bible, and we who are Christians respect their right to do these things. We warn them they will answer to God, but they answer for these things to God alone. What triggers enforcement of laws restricting behavior is when that behavior violates the inalienable rights of others. It all goes to that root. But a Muslim cannot countenance any notion of a right to free speech or liberty, or any of these rights we call human rights, because unless you become a Muslim, you have no rights given to you by the Quran. You see, you're not under the Quran, so you don't have the rights. The only middle ground is to agree to submit to be ruled or governed under Sharia law, to be dominated by Allah through his people of Islam and live subject to Sharia law. This is why it makes perfect sense to them to say, you have three choices. You may convert to Islam, be ruled by Muslim law, or be killed. Actually, the Muslims have all the rights, and you have none. The Muslim can rape whom they will, torture whom they will, skin you while alive, remove your head in front of your children, and they call that an act of mercy to motivate the children to come under Islam and live. Right? The point is, you don't have any rights in the religion of Islam, even though they talk about it all the time. Unless you convert to Islam and submit to be ruled by Sharia law. There is no concept of human rights in Islam. There is no individual, personal human rights derived from the Creator, independent of the Quran. There is no concept of inalienable rights endowed by an authority greater than the state in Mexico or in Hindi lands. It's a mistake to embrace the customs and religious holidays in America of countries who don't embrace the fundamental proposition that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Now first, okay, let's look at this. When strangers visited Israel and even lived among them, if Israel embraced the holidays, or the holy days, of their pagan visitors, they eventually lost their liberties, you see, because you derive your rights from the God you serve. It's like the law of gravity and the law of consent. It's a universal principle. It's a universal law active in the universe that what you worship, you serve. That the gods you serve set the conditions of your human rights. No God but ours grants human rights to all mankind on the sole basis that man was created in his image and likeness. And he acknowledges your right of consent, even to him. For you cannot be saved and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son unless you have repented and believed on Jesus Christ. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, thou shalt be saved. There's an if. And God doesn't kill you if you refuse to. Now, when you die, at the end of this life, you will be held accountable for your decision. But so long as you have life in this present world, you can live free and in liberty, even if you deny God and reject his word. If you live in a land that is under God for liberty and justice for all, then you receive the benefit of the fact that we believe you have equal rights with us under God, because you're created in the image and likeness of God. We have no business accommodating the holy days of God's, whose singular purpose is to destroy the bands and cords that connect us to our God and enslave mankind. For, like the heathen whose sacrifice to idols was to devils, it's in the Bible, noted in my notes here, so is the worship offered within these religious systems to devils and not to God. While it is true that we are not under the law, and we don't stone women or men taken in adultery, for example, Luke 7, nevertheless, we condemn the behavior and exhort them to depart from their iniquity. And we do not accommodate their evil ways, and certainly do not make provision for them, supplying condoms and instructing them in the manners and customs of perverted sexual behavior. And though we certainly defer to their religious choices and advocate for freedom of religion and speech and thought and so on and conscience, we must not formally embrace or recognize holidays that serve not the God of our fathers. Why? Well, listen, it's a law of nature, my friend, a nature's God, that a people will come under the power of the gods they worship. And those who deny any God, that God even exists, like Marxism, well, these are the most evil of all. For they make the state God and then command every knee to bow or burn. Like Nebuchadnezzar, Stephane Courtois, he wrote The Black Book of Communism. He studied the matter thoroughly and determined that as many as 94 million deaths worldwide may be attributed to communist regimes. Even when you deduct those killed by these monsters' policies, which brought famine and disease, and look only at the number of people these godless communist dictators directly ordered to be murdered. Well, Stalin killed from 4 to 6 million. Mao, the beloved despot of modern communists in America, murdered 2 to 5 million. Pol Pot has on his hands the blood of 1 to 1.5 million. Add to the deaths that godless communists brought upon the world, the quintessential godless secular humanist Adolf Hitler tops them all. He ordered the wholesale murder of all Jews and succeeded at killing 6 million of them. Also ordered the murder of gypsies, disabled persons, Polish intelligentsia, Soviet prisoners of war, political prisoners, homosexuals, and adherents of the Bible Watchtower and Tract Society, so-called Jehovah's Witnesses, among others. Another 5 to 6 million. The global total credited to Hitler reaches 70 to 85 million deaths. Real Americans believe that governments are instituted among men to secure pre-existing, creator-endowed rights possessed equally by all people. We are fools to give place to the devil in our land by acknowledging holidays that serve the devils who want to dominate us all. How foolish to acknowledge Hindi and Islamic holidays. It's insanity. Let them observe what days they please. While they rail and rage against our celebration of Thanksgiving to God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and yet they would have us celebrate the American Indian, whose concept of the Creator had nothing like man created in the image of God, though some recognized one God above all the others, very like the Islamist view, and yet they had a strong mixture of the Hindu plurality of deities among many tribes, the Great Spirit, Gitche, Manitou, Hawaneu, something like that, and Tarawan, whatever, with no concept of divinely endowed rights premised upon the notion that man is created in the image and likeness of his God. Now let them worship what or who they please while they rage against Christmas, Easter, which does not appear on California's list of officially recognized holidays. And that would be because California recognizes, did you know this, every Sunday as a holiday or a holy day. And then, so while these people attack every holiday that is distinctively Christian or American, we're supposed to acknowledge theirs. It's a big mistake, friend. Religious beliefs shape ideology, and ideology shapes values, and our values shape culture. Practically speaking, values define culture. Out of culture come both our customs and ultimately, all of this is reflected in our laws, which in our system serve the people and if you formally endorse a religious faith that is antithetical to the gospel of the kingdom, not merely different, but hostile to Christianity, you invite the polytheistic Spartans who worship Zeus, the devil himself, under many names, and had no use whatsoever for the concept of individual, inalienable, divinely endowed rights, but who, as legend has it, pretended to depart from Troy, left behind the Trojan horse, which when taken inside the city in the dark of night, allowed the Greek warriors hidden inside to open the gates to the returning Greek forces that conquered Troy. That is, if you believe Homer's account of things. Having won our independence and preserved it these 250 years, we are under the assault of the enemies who have got inside our government, whose religious beliefs are hostile to those that shaped the ideology, which shaped our values, that gave rise to our culture and customs, finding their fullest expression in our laws that serve the people. And welcoming Satan's insidious attack on the greatest of our values, freedom of religion and thought, of faith, and so on, where they're opening the gates to our city on the hill, to the barbarians, who have no reverence for our God, but hate him and desire to enslave us. It's a war that is what you call asymmetrical. It's an unusual one in many ways, but the same one in the end. The Spirit of Jesus Christ, who gives us freedom from truth and liberty by his Spirit, present in us and through us, restraining the spirit of Antichrist active in the world, which works to steal from us our liberties. Enter the battle, O Christian soldier. Join us at the Lighthouse and get my book, God's War. It's a hardbound book with Smith-sewn binding, and that means it's high-end. Large print, fully annotated, over 500 pages, a mind-blowing insight into God's war and the role Christianity and Christians have in that war. It's available now for only $10 from our bookstore. I've lit the lamps of the Church Belfry Arch. You let me know you see they're on. You can email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net, brainmassage.net, find the Contact Us button, and then click send, and I'll receive your email. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll be in my pulpit this Sunday. I hope to see you in church. And by the way, the offer of free shipping for the cellular tea, that's only for our radio audience. But the tea is available to anybody who would like to try it. Email her at santamariacellulartea@gmail.com.
Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.